Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Talk some Syracuse basketball with Donna DeTota, Syracuse Post-Standard. Gracious with her time to join us here in the sports bar this afternoon. Donna, know how busy you are. I mean, we wanted to have you on today knowing that we have a bit of news here with Syracuse and their decision to not check out the NIT. Before we talk about that decision, overall, your thoughts on Red Autry's first season with the Orange? I think a lot of people would say it kind of exceeded expectation, even though they fell short of their ultimate goals.
Yeah, I would say if you were to look at this season and or to look at to suggest where Syracuse might end up, I think having 20 wins on the season is kind of an incredible barometer of where he's taken this team, given all the kind of distractions that had happened this year. There's been injuries, there have been guys that have been dismissed from the team. You know, there's just been a bunch of stuff that's happened. And I think to win 20 games this year is pretty remarkable.
Well, for a team that, you know, is still young, coaches, you know, the first year, like, explain to us the logic behind the decision of Syracuse not going to the NIT tournament.
Well, I mean, I don't know precisely what's going on with them not taking the bid, but, you know, today's the day the transfer portal opened. So there is also, you know, guys, programs that did not get invited to the NCAA tournament are, you know, having to deal with a whole bunch of things or roster fluctuation on their own rosters, players that they might be interested in who just got into the portal in the early morning hours. It opened at noon, I mean, at midnight last night. And so there's a lot of what's going on. And I think that's probably one of the reasons, or maybe the reason, why they didn't end up playing in the NIT.
Donna, when you look at the season and the way it kind of rolled out for Red, it seemed like he was really kind of establishing his culture. You were either on board with what he was trying to do or you weren't. We saw how much the roster changed, and I'm curious if the guys that remain on that roster, how many of those guys will remain on that roster? We know how young that team was, but man, there was a lot of enthusiasm there as well around some of those players. Do you get the sense that they were buying in through the course of the season enough so that they may come back, that we see those sophomores kind of come back for their junior year?
Well, that's the big question. You know, that's what we're all waiting to hear, is who's coming back and who's not going to come back. And you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there is a decent amount of departures. You know, this is going to be the norm in college basketball every year. There's going to be guys who come in and guys who leave. And it's going to be this sort of ebb and flow of various personalities who come in and come out of your program. And I think probably what the staff, I mean, this is Adrian's first year. You know, he got into the portal, you know, he got the job very late last year in terms of, it was after the season, and then jumped right into the portal. I want to say like the weekend he got the job, right? He got J.J. Starling, and soon after that they got Chance Westry. They got a bunch of really good players in the portal. And so I think that's going to be the norm. I think a lot of guys are going to leave, and a lot of guys are going to return. I think that's going to be the way of the world over the next, you know, foreseeable future, I guess.
Yeah, Donna DeTota, Syracuse Post-Standard, our guest as the Orange. Donna, they beat NC State twice in the regular season, as you know, and it really didn't go so well. So I guess my question is, like, are the Orange really that far off? Because that could have been Syracuse in that spot, certainly to play Duke, and then who knows what happens thereafter. Or is it just the ACC is just so level, dare I say mediocre, as compared to years past, that you have an NC State running the table, something nobody expected going into that tournament?
You know what? I don't think the ACC is mediocre at all. I think there are some very good teams in the ACC. And I think NC State, like, So I vote in the AP poll, and I put NC State in my poll this year. I put them at 24 or 25 this week. What they did this weekend, or this week in Washington, D.C. is remarkable. They have a pretty good team. I mean, they have depth. They have a couple of big, pretty good big guys. They have shooters. They have guys who defend. They have rebounders. I mean, that's a pretty good team. And maybe North Carolina and Duke in the same week. And they beat Syracuse by almost 20. So, I mean, they had a remarkable run through the ACC tournament. And sometimes teams, you know, they for whatever reason during the season, they don't play as well as they potentially could play. And then something happens and they play great. You know, this happens a lot toward the postseason. Now, I mean, who knows? They could go out and lose the first round in the NCAA tournament. Or they could win 4 games in the NCAA tournament. You just never know, you know. But I think that NC State deserves a ton of credit for what they have done. I mean, they were the 10th seed in that tournament and ended up winning it.
Donna, now with this being Syracuse's third straight season without a postseason appearance, I know that there are fans who kind of look at their lot in life, look at where Syracuse is, where they rank in terms of their performance in the ACC since joining the ACC, especially when you contrast it to what the Big East has kind of become. And I know it's a pipe dream, but I just hear it from fans so often, like, oh, God, if they were just in the Big East. I mean, nothing like that is going to happen anytime soon. Or given that it's kind of become the wild, wild west in college athletics, could something like that down the road be something that would be entertained by the university?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I think the next big push is going to be, there's going to be the big 60 mega conference, right? There's going to be a whole bunch. And Syracuse wants to be in the big mega conference of schools. You want to be where the action is. You want to be where all the good football programs are. You want to bring your basketball program along, because let's face it, football is what drives the bus on all these conversations about college athletics. And so is the old Big East ever going to happen again? No. But, you know, I had an interesting conversation with Jim Boeheim, I don't know, maybe a month, not even a month ago or so. And we were talking about the old Big East. And he said, you know, the old Big East had 8 or 9 programs in it. And, you know, it was a little easier to win games in the old Big East because there weren't 15 teams. And there weren't, you know, 14 or 15 pretty good teams that you had to play against every single week in a 20-game conference schedule. So, you know, those days are sort of the halcyon days of basketball for Syracuse, because that was when they were the most successful. But I think they were most successful during that period because of a whole bunch of circumstances.
Well, Donna, I'll ask the question this way, and this is just my own personal experience, that watching the Orange, and I will admit being a fan of the Orange growing up, and then the Orange would be out, and then, okay, who's left from the Big East? And all of a sudden, kind of a weird thing happens, right? You're all of a sudden, you're pulling for St. John's or Villanova or Providence or whoever it is, because you wanted to show the rest of the country that we were in the best conference. I just don't get the sense that, I don't know if it takes a generation or if it's ever going to have, that we're just so passionate about ACC basketball. Although I will say this, though, if Clemson does get a few wins there, I'll be happy for Joe Girard.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you may be overstating it a little bit. I think when Syracuse was playing in the Big East, there were lots of people that really wanted Georgetown to lose. There were a lot of people that really wanted St. John's to lose. There were a lot of people that really wanted Georgetown to lose. You know, so I don't know that there was a whole great love for that conference of individual schools, but I do think people appreciated the smaller type of Northeast geographic regionality, in a sense. You know, all those schools were pretty close to each other. You could drive to any one of those games if you wanted to see a game, and it's become so much different in this era of college sports.
Donna, just looking at the tournament and the ACC teams that did get the bid, who do you like? I mean, you've had the chance to watch and observe all of these teams, whether you're talking about North Carolina or Clemson or Duke. Any of these teams, you know, North Carolina obviously being a one seed in their region, do you think they have what it takes to go all the way, or do you see them as potential upset candidate here, you know, in the early rounds?
Oh my God, I am the absolute worst at picking the brackets. I mean, we have to all do it here in our office I think we're going to put it out online. You do not want to ask me to pick your bracket. There's nobody worse.
I'm not asking you to pick the bracket. Just, you know, handicap the ACC for us a little bit.
Well, I mean, sure. North Carolina is the best team. They have the player of the year in the conference and a player of the year candidate. If Zach Edey wasn't going to be the player of the year, R.J. Davis would certainly be under consideration of being the player of the year. He's had an incredible year. He's a great shooter, great scorer. You know, they have Armando Bacot in the middle, and they've got a lot of nice little supporting pieces. Elliot Cadeau is a nice little young point guard. They have Harrison Ingram, a transfer, who's a forward for them, who can shoot it and who can score. They have a lot of really nice pieces. You know, I'm not as enamored with. I thought Clemson might be able to make some noise in the ACC tournament. I think they have a really nice team, but for some reason, they just haven't been able to quite put it together in bigger games. Like, they've lost a bunch of games this year, and I don't really get it. I think they have a really nice team, so I'm not sure why they've lost. Let's see what their record is. They're 21-11. They've lost 11 games this year. And I don't really get why. I think they have a really, really nice makeup of their team. They have a great big guy. They have two good big guys. They have Joe. They have Chase Hunter, an experienced point guard. I like that team a lot, but they just haven't been able to win enough games for whatever reason. I think Pittsburgh's really good, and I kind of wish Pittsburgh was in the NCAA tournament because I think that they could make some noise in the NCAA tournament. Unfortunately, they're not playing anywhere in the postseason. And, you know, let's see what happens with NC State. I mean, that was an exhausting week for them. They won 5 games in 5 days. But I think that's a team they're very deep. And I think that's a team that could withstand, you know, some foul trouble or some guy getting hurt or something like that along the way, which sometimes happens in these games.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Donna, one thing we love amongst many, all the storylines when you get to the NCAA tournament. Before you came on, we were talking about the Long Beach State head coach, Dan Monson, fired, and now all of a sudden he gets his team into the tournament. So where does that story go? I'm going to be curious. I never thought I'd be into Wagner basketball, but that story, the point guard, Melvin Council Jr., he is from Rochester. He played all 40 minutes in the championship game because they're down to 7 players, Donna. How could you not? Are there any storylines, any players that you're going to be keeping an eye on here coming up in the tournament?
Well, I'll tell you about one player who is from New Hartford, New York, which is so upstate, and another upstate guy. His name is Frankie Policelli. He plays for the Charleston team, and they've got a tough, I think they play Alabama in the first round. It's going to be a really tough game, but he starts for that team. He's a significant member of that team. He's a really nice kid, and you know, cheer for Frankie in the bracket. I would also say that become fans of Colgate. You know, Matt Langel has done a remarkable job with that program. They've been to the NCAA tournament 4 straight years, 5 of the last 6 years. They just keep winning. They've dominated the Patriot League for a number of years. The kids on that team are just really good guys, and they have, he plays 10 guys this year, 9 or 10 guys this year. And so they have an extremely tough assignment, and that they have Baylor, a really good, big athletic team that, you know, is going to give any team in this tournament trouble. But if you're looking for like a bunch of good guys to cheer for, that's my pick.
All right, Donna. So if we don't want to look at your bracket, where should we not go to later this week? What are you working on at the Syracuse Post Standard?
I'm working on a story about Colgate, but I don't know if we're publishing our brackets or not. I think we are. We just got a note about it from this time this afternoon, and I reminded the big boss here that I'm so bad at this. You really don't want me to do it. But so I don't know what we're going to do with it. I don't know if it'll be online. I assume it might be.
And Donna, one last thing here, because I know you're primarily covering the men's team, but Syracuse women.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Since we are so provincial in Rochester, you think you're provincial in Central New York? No, no, no. Daisha Fair is from Rochester. I don't know if you knew that or not, but
of course I know that.
Yeah. You played for the Bonnies. Just kind of give us not only your thoughts on Syracuse here, but just where the sport is right now, women's basketball.
Yeah, you know, I don't think enough people nationwide know about De'Asia. I really don't. I mean, she's had a remarkable season. The amount of times this year she has rescued her team in the fourth quarter with some kind of crazy, like 15 or 16 point fourth quarter to get this team to win is remarkable. She's had a crazy good year. She's a really good player. She's the fifth all-time leading scorer in NCAA history, women's basketball history, which is just mind-boggling to me. And I don't think enough people, like, I think people in Rochester, I think people in Syracuse appreciate her, but I don't think nationwide enough people know who she is and appreciate what she's done at this program. And that's my little pitch for De'Asia.
Appreciate the time, Donna. We know how busy you are. Thanks for carving out a few for us here in Rochester.
All right. Thanks, Dean. Have a great day.
You got it. There she is, Donna DeTota, Syracuse Post Standard. Stopping by on the sports bar. Do you think Donna that entire time thought she was just talking to you? And there was that. Did she recognize that there were two people in here, or was it just you?
I don't know. She was. She was
a little frazzled.
She had everything. Well, I get it. I mean, it's portal day, and they're probably trying to figure out. All right, who's staying? Who's going? A lot of phone calls. Don't want to miss a phone call. So I appreciate her on such a busy day where you don't realize it. This is like the new norm, and I'm wondering, is this really serving college basketball if we're putting the portal today? Like, you can't wait a couple weeks on this?
Well, one thing I got from her is we want to pay attention to what Charleston does against Alabama. Did you catch the star name?
What's his name?
Frankie Palicelli. Of course we're going for Charleston against Alabama because he's Italian, Gino. Hey, Frankie Palicelli! From Central New York.
From New Hartford.
New Hartford, playing for Charleston. Of course they're going to beat Alabama. Of course a 13 is going to beat a 4. Because he's Italian. Appreciate Donna. She's the best. Don't look at her bracket, though.
She
does not sound very confident in her bracket predicting abilities. Donna needs to understand, well, I don't know, Gino. I mean, you and I, I think everybody here in the office expects you and I to, have a really good bracket. It's like, I mean, Gene, you always have a good bracket. Me, on the other hand.
No, honestly, some years, yes. Some years, right. Well, that was fun. Like, last year, not so good. But that was, really bad, in fact. If you had UConn, two thumbs up for you last year.
But it's fun, but when it's your livelihood, I suppose you probably have to take it a little bit more seriously. But it's fun. It should just be fun. And it's been fun talking brackets, whether we're talking to Donna or Ryan Horvat, who joined us earlier this afternoon in the sports bar to give us some of his thoughts on the tournament as it's been unveiled.
That opening day of the tournament is so much fun because we're all alive. We all have action on this, right? So come on out, Tap Room at Bill Gray's, Chi Lai Avenue, as they're going to have some food specials with the poppers, everything else.
Give me the deep fried pickles.
Yeah,
I want one of those and a cold one. And if I have a plate of deep fried pickles and a cold one, I will have zero complaints.
I think I might just hang out afterward, have the great plate, and just be totally satisfied.
You're going to get a great plate at Bill Gray's?
Hey, cuz, I want to get a great plate, too. Can I get a great plate at Bill Gray's?
Yeah, come and get a great plate at Bill Gray's. Or get the fried pickles with Danger.
Okay, cuz, I'll be there. This is what goes on in my mind. I'm slowly losing my mind.
Well, this is your neighborhood. This is that's part of it. You're a product of your environment.
I walk around all day in my house, and I'll just talk to myself in the two Rochester accents, and my family thinks I'm losing my mind. They have to remind me, you are an only child. This is how you must entertain yourself. I'm like, yeah, I am kind of entertaining myself just walking around going,
What are we having for dinner? Get that out of the oven.
Hey, cuz, what's for dinner? That smells pretty good over there.
I'm still trying to figure out, how is Rochester voice guy with Bullwinkle? or is Bullwinkle
one of two guys? Yeah, it's either the hard guy with the hard A. Hey,
Hey, what are you? Oh, I work at Kodak. No, I used to work at Kodak. Then I got laid off.
Oh, yeah, I worked over there at Bausch & Lomb, too, cuz. They laid me off, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's just one of two guys. Just going back and forth. All right, we got to take a break.
We need a break.
Couple of Bills worthy notes here coming out in the last few minutes that we should get to. A player that the Bills are visiting that may be of interest. A player that got extended and a player that's on his way out of Buffalo that's getting a look-see from some other teams on the West Coast. We'll get to all of that next here in the Sports Bar on the Fan Rochester.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.